Unit 8, Exercise 1.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Kenneth Wilson, and I would like to talk about the issue of intensive farming. What's that I hear you say? Well, intensive farming is a cost-effective way of producing more food from large farms. It's something that has come in for a lot of criticism in recent times, and I'll come to that later, yet it is important to mention some advantages. It has allowed farmers to get more crops from their land and more meat from their animals. Through this, we get lower food prices, which means an affordable source of food for those living with food insecurity. I also need to say that it has done all this while following official guidelines for food production. Okay, now that is out of the way, here are some of the drawbacks to this method of growing crops. First of all, let's clarify what intensive farms actually are. In the UK, to operate as an intensive farm, they have to get a permit from the government. To do this, they must have over 40,000 poultry birds, that's chicken and turkeys, or 2,000 pigs all intended for the table. That's a lot of animals, but it's not the end of the story. The UK has almost 800 mega farms. More than half of these are for chickens. Each one has approximately 200,000 birds, used either for their meat or their eggs. Seven of the biggest can house more than 1 million chickens at a time. The problem lies in how they are housed and how they are treated during their short lives. These massive number of birds are contained in warehouses that provide artificial light and heat. They are crowded together side by side, with often barely enough room to turn around, let alone move around. This leads to poor health and a variety of diseases. Turning to the land used for crops, we see huge areas of deforestation as trees are cut down to allow land for more crops and the overuse of chemicals that pollute the soil, rivers and oceans. It's an awful picture, but one that is changing to a more sustainable method of food production. Let's look at organic and urban farming now. The good news is that supermarkets now offer a choice of products from both intensive and organic farming to...
Unit 9. Exercise 1. Text 1.
To begin with, it wasn't easy at all. It was the first time I'd ever been abroad, and I just don't think I was prepared for that side of being away for so long. I'd taken lessons in the language and I'd become quite good at the lingo, even if I do say so myself. I'd read up on the ways things are done over there, you know, the traditions and all that too. And when I got there, I just threw myself into it and all that was like second nature to me. No, the thing was I just missed her so much. I got used to it after a while, but even now, I can't wait to get back, even if it is for just a few weeks.
Text 2.
How did the meeting go, Emily?
It went well, Toby. To be honest, I had no idea that human resources could help when there's so obviously been a complete breakdown in communication. I mean, Kelly has been picking holes in everything I do for ages now. I was on the verge of quitting at one point.
Well, look, Emily, human resources are not just there for the hiring and firing, you know. They're there to ensure employees get on and that no one is stepping on yours or anyone else's toes. I've used them myself on several occasions.
Really? Does a chat with human resources always help?
Well, they have been known to add fuel to the fire, but more often than not, they certainly ease tensions.
Text 3.
We've all made mistakes. We wouldn't be human otherwise. And we've all said at one time or another, I wish I hadn't done that. Or, if only I'd said that. I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it. Well, there's no point in wasting time and energy regretting our actions. There is something we can do instead, and that is to say sorry. My name's Dr. Sophia Arcadi, and I'm here to talk about the art of apologising. What does it mean to make an apology? Well, the word itself can be traced back to ancient Greece. Apology comes from apologia, which means to make a speech in one's defence. That's interesting because a true apology is a little like a speech, and we have a better chance of our apologies being accepted if we do just that, explain, rather than give a short, sharp sorry. An apology has an important function in our social interactions. It is an acceptance of wrongdoing that sets out to repair the damage caused. It shows respect and empathy for the person wronged. Offering and accepting apologies is vitally important to our mental and physical health. Bottling up emotions such as anger and regret makes us anxious, causes stress, and can even, over time, lead to disease. Medical research has shown that the act of making an apology can help us physically by reducing our blood pressure, calming our heart rate, and making breathing easier. So what are the elements of a perfect apology? They are regret, responsibility, and remedy. We have to truly regret our actions. We have to show that we fully understand that we are responsible for them. And we need to present some kind of remedy to whatever has gone wrong. When these are presented with real sincerity, an apology has been truly made. It will never change what happened, but it has hopefully smoothed away the negative effects of whatever we did wrong in the first place and created a more positive future.